Walt Williams teaches at Sonoma's Creekside High. It's a continuation school where he enjoys frank and open communication with his students, including drug use and availability in their small community.
A friend of mine's son died from a heroin overdose that turned out to be fentanyl-related at the beginning of the summer. When Prince passed away, that was a red flag, and then I was talking to students because I talked to them all the time, and there was more and more talk about fentanyl and worries about it, and in general, we've seen a real trend toward a lot of prescription drugs, a lot of opiates, and consequently now more heroin, more fentanyl.
Chances are you haven't heard of fentanyl before, but its high potency and ready blending with other drugs makes it dangerous and hard to recognize, says Dr. Marshall Kubota, the regional medical director for Partnership Health Plan of California.
Fentanyl is an extraordinarily powerful opioid, and as such, it takes very little of it to have the effect of, say, morphine. And the concern is that some of the street drugs have been doctored with fentanyl, and as such, there's been unintentional overdose with the use of fentanyl-doctored pills.
It's part of an emerging nationwide problem, adds Dr. Karen Millman, Sonoma County's public health officer.
Fentanyl is emerging nationwide as a concern because it is being mixed in with other illicit drugs, and it's much more powerful, and so people are getting substances they don't know contain fentanyl and they're overdosing. This is happening both with heroin and injectable, but there's also been a surge that's being detected in counterfeit pills that look like they're prescription opioids like OxyContins or Norco, but they actually contain fentanyl.
And that part of the problem is hard to quantify. Because one opioid overdose looks very much like another, Dr. Millman says it's often not possible to know just which drug may have caused a given incident.
It's not something that's easy to identify. So if people come into an emergency department with an opioid overdose, it's hard to know what the source of their opioid overdose is, particularly if they think they've taken street pills and were something other than fentanyl.
Despite the known overdose in Sonoma last summer, local law enforcement has so far not encountered any of this particular drug, reports Spencer Crum, a spokesman for the Sonoma County Sheriff's Department, after checking with his colleagues.
They said that there's been no incidents that they are aware of any arrests for fentanyl. They do have one substance that they're testing right now that may involve fentanyl. They've seen a number of flyers that have gone around nationally that fentanyl is on the rise, but we have not seen anything here in Sonoma County.
But teacher Walt Williams worries that it's only a matter of time before that changes here.
It's been taken over by primarily the Mexican cartels, who lost a lot of their earning power with marijuana. They had to turn to heroin. Heroin was expensive and difficult to make, and they realized fentanyl is such a better product. It's easier to create. You can do it in a lab versus having to grow opium. It was kind of a perfect storm because at that same time, America was going through this addiction to opiates, and the FDA cracks down on the prescribed opium. Suddenly, people need another way to get their pain medication, and in comes heroin, and now in comes fentanyl.
Meanwhile, health officials are working to expand the availability of an effective countermeasure, another medication that can quickly halt an opioid overdose in progress. We'll look at that drug, naloxone, tomorrow. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.